Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we review and discuss your and our favorite comedy films. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me as always on this program, first in the Northern California Bay Area, world famous juggler Greg Larson. How you doing, Greg?
Man, Ozzy, I can't tell you how happy I am. There was a podcast or a live stream on YouTube with my wonderful geeky jerseys that I love that had Kevin Smith involved. So it was two wonderful worlds colliding, and they released a Moobies jersey, and that is on its way to me, and I'm very excited.
And it's awesome.
So, yeah, they of course only had 420 of the jerseys.
So. Of course.
How are you doing, Ozzy?
I'm good. Speaking, I just wanted to say something real quick. You know, so I try to clear my throat as the intro goes on, and right before the camera went on, I got this air bubble stuck in my throat, and I went through that entire intro with that air bubble in my throat, and I didn't think I was going to finish it. I thought I was going to have to tap out at the end. No.
Too much dick in the balls?
Oh, my gosh. So if you're joining us in the audio-only version, I have the poster behind me, and my giant fat head covers the E and the B and the A of the title, Deck the Halls. So if you're looking at the video version on YouTube, it looks like Dick the Balls. So that is not the case. We did review the 2006 comedy Deck the Halls, and I apologize. There's one more individual to introduce, Flesh Wound producer Todd, who is presumably chilling.
I'm not chilling tonight. I feel like your balls need to get decked for making me watch this.
Oh, no.
Wow. Did we need a disclaimer from Todd this week?
Nah. This is better than, yeah.
I mean, it was so upsetting. It made you change your name to Predator Todd instead of Predator Todd.
That's a...
editor. Like a... pre-editor.
It's producer, editor combined. The MPA is trying to get that term removed, so I'm keeping it alive with Predator Todd.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Gotcha. So we don't have to worry about children or anything.
No. That's okay. It's been like that for weeks. You guys just haven't noticed. We do it on the other show.
Fair point. Now, I was referring, or rather, before I forgot to introduce Todd, I was talking about Deck the Halls. Again, from 2006, released specifically on November 22nd, rated PG, the runtime of 93 minutes, starring Matthew Broderick and Danny DeVito. Todd, it seems like it's going to be one of your newfound favorite Christmas movies, if you would be so kind and please air the trailer for us.
Do we have to?
I'm going to have so much fun when we come back.
Dr. Stephen Finch was Mr. Christmas.
We always wear matching sweaters for the family Christmas card.
Until the competition moved in.
I'm Buddy Hall.
These are my babies. Can I live here?
You are such a freak.
No.
Hey, the new neighbors have reindeer.
Is that a camel?
When two dads get out of control.
I really want my house to be seen from space.
Wow. The holiday fun.
Watch and learn.
That's going to swell up.
Has just begun.
Does anyone smell gas?
Woo! Now.
I guess I'm the new Christmas guy.
Get ready.
No way he beats us.
What's the matter? Your mommy out of town?
For the biggest.
You're going to cut his power, aren't you?
He's coming!
This is the best Christmas ever.
Brightest.
You want lights?
I'll give you lights.
Oldest Go! Christmas movie of the year.
They're acting like a bunch of 12-year-olds.
Danny DeVito.
Zingo!
Matthew Broderick.
I like the way you've duct taped the antlers to their heads.
Whoa, that's not good.
I didn't see that coming.
Santa! He's real!
I knew it!
Deck the Halls.
That could have ended badly.
Oh my gosh, Todd, I can see why you were so excited to watch this. I mean, this has Todd Lawyer written all over it.
I'm going to give you a producer note. I watched you guys in the bottom of the screen because I can see you guys while we're watching the trailer. Not one laugh like normally. I'm just going to say that now. I don't really see Ozzy dying through the trailer. Yeah, I think I saw him picking his teeth at one point, but that's about it.
Holy cow, man. Okay, fine. I had broccoli for dinner. Sorry if I thought I had some left over. You want to just announce to the world he was picking his teeth? Let's go at it. No, fine. Whatever, man. Listen, just because you got to review your favorite movie of all time, you are so overly excited that that excitement spills in to just being a jerk. Man, that was totally unnecessary. Which, by the way, it was only a smidgen of my favorite portion of the film was in that trailer. Had it been a little bit longer, you probably would have seen me laugh. Pardon.
I'm still questioning that, but okay.
Now, other stars in the film include Kristen Chenoweth as the wife of Danny DeVito, Kristen Davis as the wife of Matthew Broderick, also starring Alia Shawkat from Arrested Development as the daughter of Matthew Broderick. So
she was good.
I don't even remember hearing about this movie when it was released back in 2006. There's good a lot reason. Of things I like to forget about that time in my life. So maybe that has something to do with it. But on the surface, it just seems like it seems like a 90-minute dad joke. And I think that's why Todd hates it so much.
I like dad jokes.
No, you don't like all. You like dark dad jokes.
My wife would disagree, but I have to clean it up for her. So
exactly my point.
And I just this do is to like make people cringe.
See, so. they're the, like the most raciest comedy jokes in this film happen so sparingly that and they're so tame. I think it just annoys Todd that that's treated as the.
I like a good dumb Christmas comedy. This was just too dumb for me. It was, and it has nothing to do with the edginess. I just watched a Lifetime one with Bruce Campbell, but that's because Bruce Campbell, and I had no issues with that. But yeah, this was not going to go in my rotation. I'll just go with that.
That's fair. Greg, how about your initial thoughts?
Well, when I went to go watch this, I was like, oh, maybe this will be one I watch with my wife, you know? And I was like, oh, what movie was it, though? I was like, I think it's Jingle All the Way or something. And then she goes, Jingle All the Way, let's watch that. So I ended up watching that first, so it set the bar. So this movie ended up
just,
not being
just
too
quick
bad.
Side note, we're not going to do that film, but my favorite scene in that movie is when the child is drinking out of the beer bottle. That's Christmas like that. Go ahead.
That's right. So, but yeah, it was fun. It was all right. It wasn't amazing. Had a couple moments. There were some things in there that I was like, either way, that would not be okay. But, it won't make the rotation, but I wouldn't say it was horrible.
Yeah, so definitely not one that I give my rotation, but at least I had like a good time watching it.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Like, oh, both, yeah, I saw it.
Can I ask both you guys this question?
Sure.
Would you recommend it to anyone?
Depends on the person.
But there's somebody you can think, oh, I know someone who'd like this.
Yes.
Okay.
100%. There's people, yeah, no, like there, I think somebody who probably likes dark humor probably wouldn't like this movie. This is so incredibly slapstick. It feels like an 80s comedy set in the 2000s.
It might just fall on the fact that I don't like Matthew Broderick. That might have a lot to do with this.
So I was thinking, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, and I should, considering he's a murderer and all, but...
Oh, my gosh. So, as I was watching this movie, I kept thinking to myself if Ben Stiller turned down the role.
Because it would have been more entertaining to me.
It seemed like such like a Ben Stiller, meet the parents, something about Mary, like typecast role that he was just like, ah, I've done too many of those. Because that's all I thought of, just that neurotic, oh, I'm being driven to this point, or whatever, you know?
Or it's just Fox trying to get that money as a copycat.
True. That's also true because maybe he was exclusive to DreamWorks at the time.
Well, no, just didn't. Yeah.
Well, anyway, and, regardless,
you know, I do wonder if Kristen Chenoweth is like, every film I do, I have to have a singing part in it at some point.
It's entirely possible. This was directed by John Whitesell and also written by Matt Corman, Chris Ord, and Don Raymer. Did mention the runtime of 93 minutes. There is at least that. If a movie can hit a 90-minute mark, I'm okay. I think Private School was over 90 minutes, which is what led to one of these problems.
Classic.
I had. Oh, my gosh. Classic piece of garbage. So, initially, that there were some moments that... and what made me feel incredibly is just over-the-top slapstick, really try to be, is that there was some moments that happened, and I don't want to go into any spoilers or anything like that, just in case, but just kind of stuff that I was like, huh, why is that there at that particular moment or whatnot? Just some stuff I wrote down, but there was quite a bit amount of things that did actually make me laugh out loud. And the one where I absolutely had tears in my eyes, actually, to tell you the honest to God truth, is when he's trying to back his car out of the driveway. And because of all the traffic that's on the streets, he doesn't have enough space. And you know what's going to happen. But then when it actually happens, it just, I don't know, I got a huge kick out of it. That had to be it for me. Greg?
And that's the thing about this movie. There was no deep layered joke in this. And so I do have to say that, first off, Private School is 1 hour, 29 minutes.
It feels like 3 hours.
But, for just because of the simplicity of a great classic bit, an old lady getting hit with.
Yes. Sorry. Your mic cut out just that moment. But just to clarify, in case anybody missed that, that was the old lady getting hit in the face with a snowball. Hard to argue that is being humorous. That's what makes me feel it's just complete slapstick humor for 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
End credits, Todd?
Well... First, I would say I looked up his filmography, and the only two films that jump out are he did Big Mama's House 2 and Big Mama's House 3.
Who?
The director.
Oh, okay.
So that makes sense why it's like not on my top of my comedy list.
All right.
So yeah, I have nothing.
You don't have any favorite moment
chuckled,
at all?
I chuckled at the moment you mentioned. But yeah, I was clock watching the whole time. I was like, is this going to get any better?
Oh, man.
And again, I think it's Matthew Broderick because I like Danny DeVito. So
you didn't even like Marilyn Monroe as the Christmas star?
That was funny, but it's not enough to make me say, oh, yeah, that was.
Well,
that
no,
was...
but I mean, like of all the things, you just like one of the things because that was one of the ones I wrote down.
Oh. End credits. Okay. Did not like this one.
You don't like Danny DeVito enough to.
No, he wasn't enough to save it. He was not enough to be better. Matthew Broderick.
I think that's what it is. I really think that's what it is. Okay, that makes sense.
But I like Ferris Bueller, but that's the only thing I liked. Okay. Anything.
So going to the ratings now. Now, I did enjoy it, but I will agree that it's not going to make my rotation, but I'm not going to say it's bad. It's okay. So for that, it'll be just a regular 3 from me.
Yeah,
both and that, just as a movie and laughs. It was enjoyable for the time that I watched it. I'm good, Greg.
Yeah, there were some moments that made me kind of go, "Wait, what?" So guy who even the train is a little upset about some of these things that's coming by, but like. You got a guy who's supposed to be this nice Mr. Christmas fella and like tries to do things by the book. And then he resorts to basically arson. Like, I was like, oh, wait, what? So there were some things. And I'm sorry, if you go the wrong way on a track, like no matter what happens, you're not going to win because it won't count because you went the wrong way. So, but those two
referring
things aside,
to the speed skating race where he went reverse in the
right.
course. Right. Yes.
So, but that aside, I wasn't bored. I was amused. So,
amused. Definitely. Yeah.
Three. Yeah. I'd have to agree.
There you go. Todd, is it one or one and a half?
It is a one. it's tying my cadaver store score or lost skeleton. Yeah.
God.
Which, by for the record, I am slightly offended you still use private school when you've liked a couple other movies even less. Just going to say that.
I think private school made me more mad than Lost Skeleton of Cadaver.
There was one that you was, I can't remember what it was. Was it Lost Skeleton? That
there was Lost Skeleton of Cadaver. There was Private School and there was Once Bitten. Those were the ones made me mad.
Yeah, Once Bitten you said was worse than Private School. That was the one I was trying to think of.
I think the reason Lost Skeleton doesn't get remembered is because the Lost Skeleton commands you to not talk about the Lost Skeleton. Amish terrarium, Ozzy. Amish terrarium.
This is my private school Once Bitten, whatever. Yeah, not a fan. Oh, didn't make me but mad,
it
but
it didn't
close.
Make you mad. That's the thing. Those films made me mad. They made me angry.
I don't get angry, though. I've had one movie ever that I walked out of the theater. I was like, that was fucking, that was dumb.
What movie was that?
Fast 9? Whenever they went to space, I was like, I can put up with a lot, and all these movies are dumb, but we're like in a Honda Civic in
space.
What
did you expect?
I expected dumb, but
not
that.
Did they have that in the trailer?
I don't know.
Did it really? That's not a joke, right?
No,
I never saw it.
Oh, yeah. No, it happens. Maybe because The Rock wasn't in it. I don't know, but it wasn't good. Didn't have Rock or Statham. They went to space.
Oh, my Lord.
John Cena's no Rock. I don't know. It's
okay. Yeah. So this is the last episode before Christmas happening this week. So Merry Christmas or Merry non-denominational holiday of the year, as we learned from Office Christmas Party. You guys have any messages before the 25th? I guess, I don't know. Is that's a thing, I guess. I don't want to make it seem that we're anti-Christmas.
Well, you can watch the 12 Days of Slashmas tournament currently going on right now on Fleshman Horror.
Oh.
We're about halfway through at this point, so.
Oh, I
getting
see.
Close, yeah, so. Happy Slashmas. There we go.
There you go.
Happy Festivus.
For the rest of us.
That's right.
Be looking forward to those feats of strength. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Fleshman producer Todd, world famous juggler Greg Larson, and I'm Ozzy V, and we'll be back next week with a new episode right here on Flesh Wound Farce.